Thank you, everybody, for attending tonight's meeting. I will call this meeting to order. A regular meeting of the Bethel City Council, October 13th, 2020, time now is 6:31 in the council chambers. So if I can have everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. Please be seated. And Madame Clerk, if I can have a roll call, please.
Mayor, Councilmember Franco.
Present.
Thank you. Councilmember Leary.
Here.
Councilmember Springer.
Here.
Councilmember DeWitt.
Here.
Councilmember Diamond.
Here.
Vice Mayor Hansen.
Here.
Thank you, and Mayor Barr.
I am present. Thank you, Ms. Strickler. We're moving on to item number four, which is people to be heard. If I can have that list, Ms. Strickler. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. And the first person to sign up to people to be heard is Mr. Trantham. Dave, if we can get you to state your name and spell your name, sir, and you'll have 5 minutes.
Thank you. My name is David E. Trantham, Jr.
Thank you, Mr. Trantham. Go ahead.
Members of the council, I am a citizen. That would like to state a disclaimer. I speak for myself. I do not speak for organizations that I am a member. First item, I'd like to say thank you to Councilmember Franco for service to the community. Godspeed, Councilman Franco. Second thing, the election was a no-brainer. 11% voted. I believe I know why a lot of people didn't show. It wouldn't make a difference. People like to make a difference when they vote. Three seats up, three running. Why waste your gas to go vote? Now, I like to speak as a concerned citizen. I'd like to refer to FY15, FY16, FY17, FY18 audits. More than one of these audits, after review, came in qualified. Audit is the city's report card, how they're doing. Qualified may be misconstrued. Qualified means not so good, with material weaknesses. The fellow that was city manager at the time, during one of these years, was responsible. He departed city. And now, based on the council action, he's driving the train again as interim city manager. I do not understand this. I hope you do. I hope you can explain why he's back driving the train as interim city manager. Audit is your report card. Why is he back driving the train? I don't understand, and it's very concerning to this old man. I hope you can explain to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs why this has happened. I thought council members made their decisions based on statesmanship. I always thought until now, I'm not sure. I'm very concerned about this council. I hope other citizens are concerned, but they can speak for themselves.
You have 30 seconds, Mr. Frampton.
You will respond to this in writing and explain your actions. I believe in statesmanship over politics. Thank you, and have a pleasant day. Good day.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Trantham. And we'll move on over to Dr. Bersaman.
Good evening.
Bersaman, if you can state your full name and spell your name, and you'll
sure.
have 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Can everyone hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. I'm Andrea Bersaman, A-N-D-R-E-A, and the last name is Bersaman, B-E-R-S-A-M-I-N. I'm an associate professor of nutrition at the Center for Alaska Native Health Research at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I'd like to thank the council for the opportunity to speak this evening. It was brought to my attention that Bethel is considering a sugary beverage tax, and I'm calling in today to voice my support for such a tax. I've been conducting nutrition research in partnership with YK Delta Communities for 17 years, and I just wanted to share some of our findings around sugary beverages. And in particular, I wanted to talk about a study that we call the Canner study. So I was having technical difficulties right before the call, and Lori was gracious enough to show some of the slides for me. I'm hoping everyone can see them. Is that right?
Yep.
Great, thank you. So as part of this study, we collected nutrition information from 471 women and men ages 14 to 92 years old in 6 YK Delta communities, including Bethel. What we did is we conducted what's called a 24-hour recall, and that's where we ask very detailed questions about what the person ate yesterday. And so this figure that you see shows some of the key findings. What you see on the x-axis is 4 age groups. So we have 14 to 19-year-olds, 20 to 39-year-olds, 40 to 59, and 60 and older. And on the y-axis, we have the percent of beverages from different beverage types, including regular soda, fruit drinks, diet soda, et cetera. So the key finding here is if you look at the first column, the 14 to 90 or 19 year olds, what you can see is that about 80% of the beverages that they drank were sugary drinks. So this is regular soda in the green and fruit drinks like Tang or Country Time Lemonade in the yellow. And that percentage goes down with age, but it's still quite high. Then if you go to the next slide, so this is looking at the percent of people who drink sugary drinks on any given day. Again, the x-axis is age groups, and the y-axis is just the percent drinking sugary drinks. And what you can see is that 92% of 14 to 19-year-olds drink sugary drinks. And again, that number goes down with age, but it's not until you get to those who are over 60 years old that you see a much larger proportion not drinking sugary drinks. And I think two statistics that are particularly striking is that a quarter of people in the study had on average 47 ounces of sugary drinks. So that's equivalent to about 4 to 5 sodas per day. And 14 to 19-year-olds had 328 calories from sugary drinks, which if you go to the next slide, is equivalent to about 20 sugar cubes. So the reason that this is so concerning is that we know that people who get calories from beverages don't compensate by eating less food, and that contributes to obesity. And as I'm sure you all know, there's a large body of research linking sugary drinks to a wide range of health problems, including stroke, dental problems, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, all of which is which are diseases that are increasing in the YK Delta. Yes.
You have about 30 seconds unless we have a council member that would be willing to suspend the rules to go longer than 5 minutes.
I move to suspend the rules. Allow her to continue.
I second that.
Thank you, Ms. Hanson. Thank you. Was that Ms. Leary?
Ms. Franco. It was Ms. Franco.
Thank you very much. I'm almost done. I just wanted to mention that we're
all... Hold on. All those in favor of suspending the rules to hear further from Dr. Bursman, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed say nay. Hearing none, Dr. Bursman, we'll give you an additional 5 minutes.
Thank you so much. As I said, I'm nearly done. I just wanted to mention that we're also conducting a study with 3 to 5-year-olds in 12 communities, and we're finding similarly high levels of sugary drink consumption. And I just wanted to end by saying what you probably already know, but taxing sugary beverages is considered really one of the best strategies to improve nutrition and health, to raise revenue, and to recover some of the healthcare costs that are caused by drinking sugary drinks. So I'm happy to take questions, but that's all I have for this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Bursman. This is not a time for a Q&A. This is just for us to hear from the public as to what the public's concerns are. So we appreciate your presentation, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from you again very soon.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Dr. Bursman. And we're going to move on to Chase Nelson. Chase, if you could state your name and spell your name, that would be greatly appreciated. You'll have 5 minutes.
Chase Nelson, Chase Nelson. And thank you very much, Mayor Barr. As I said, this is Chase Nelson, and I'm calling with Dowell, the city's municipal engineering firm. I'm actually in town this week, but not able to meet at the council chambers. But thank you for the opportunity to at least speak. And I just wanted to communicate that Dowell and the city were getting started on a major piped water and sewer project in the Avenues neighborhood. That neighborhood being the neighborhood south of Brown Slough and behind the AAC store. Our teams have been out doing some initial topographic survey and studies in the neighborhood, but we're getting to a point in the project where we are going to need to communicate with property owners from that neighborhood on the specifics of water and sewer hookups throughout the neighborhood. So part of the reason why I wanted to just speak tonight is just to communicate and to alert the public that our teams will be reaching out to public, to the public and to property owners in the neighborhood. In today's times, public meetings are not really an option for a major project. So we're going to be doing much more one-on-one meetings instead of doing large public meetings. And I will offer that if the council ever wishes or the public wishes, I would be happy to prepare a virtual presentation on the project and some of the unique needs of it. But really, my intent was just to call and communicate the upcoming project needs and to communicate that this project is under development, and we will be speaking with all of the property owners in the coming weeks and months. So just wanted to communicate that. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. I appreciate your time in giving the council an update and the public as to how we're moving on with the Avenues project. Next up is Teddy Warwick. Teddy, if you can state your name and spell your name, you'll have 5 minutes.
Hi, Mayor Barr. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Teddy Warwick. First name's T-E-D-D-I, last name W-O-R-R-O-C-K. I wanted to first thank our Councilwoman Cece Franco for all that she has done for Bethel. I have appreciated everything that you have done for Bethel and your continued hard work for the city. I was calling tonight, though, because we've been in discussion about some kind of event that we could do safely for Halloween, and we were hopeful that we could have a co-sponsored parade for Halloween, similar to what we did for 4th of July. It was a great success, and I know a lot of people had a lot of fun with that. We were hopeful that the city could support the cultural center and me in coordinating an event like that, where people could still stay outside their homes, dress up for Halloween, and we could toss out candy. We would look for maybe like a police officer to help us out with that, to lead the parade. But we were just looking for something fun to do and looking for guidance from the City of Bethel and YKHC in an event like that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Warwick. And that is all the list of people that I have for people to be heard. Is there anybody else online or on the phone that are willing to be heard on our people to be heard?
Hey, this is Teresa Quiner. I got in a little late, but I did want to speak and people to be heard if there's a moment for me too.
Yes, ma'am, there is a moment for you. Please state your name and spell your name, and you'll have 5 minutes, Teresa.
Okay, it's Teresa Quiner, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, last name Q-U-I-N-E-R. I also wanted to call in, like Teddy just did, just to share what we were planning with the library, just so council could discuss whether they think it's a safe plan for our holiday plans at the library. We are planning to decorate the library as a haunted house and follow the same guidelines that we're following for letting people in to use the library in person, which is to only let one group, like one family group, in at a time to go through the haunted house, and staff will be 6 feet apart from trick-or-treaters. And we will have grab-and-go candy for kids to take. But our full COVID mitigation plan for in-person use of the library is on our website. And so we definitely want to plan this safely so that there's no concern to the community about how we're doing this. We're planning to spread it out over 2 days so that, you know, we can, and people will have to make an appointment to come in to use the haunted house so that we can ensure that there's only one household group in the library at a time. So that's it. And you guys know where to find me if you have any questions or concerns about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Quiner. Is there anybody else online or on Zoom that will like to be heard? That would like to be heard?
This is Daniel Hanna on behalf of the Bethel Evangelical Covenant Church.
Thank you, Mr. Hanna. If you can state your name again and spell your name, you'll have 5 minutes.
Hey, it's Daniel Hanna, D-A-N-I-E-L, last name H-A-N-N-A-H. Again, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Bethel Evangelical Covenant Church in regards to our Halloween plans, and I wanted to inform the council what our plans were. The church is going to have 200 bags pre-packaged and left to sit for a week that are available for contactless pickup. So so there won't be any exchange or a violation of social distancing. And we would have someone there to make sure that the 6-foot rule is understood And we wanted to just kind of inform the council of our plans leave it up to the council to determine whether or not those would be acceptable with the increase of COVID cases in the Delta. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Hanna. It's good to see you here at a council meeting. I appreciate your input.
Thanks, Barry.
Moving on to, is there anybody else on Zoom or on the telephone that would like to be heard on our agenda? Going once, twice, gone, we're moving on. We're up to item number 5, which is the approval of the consent agenda and regular agenda. I'd entertain a main motion to approve the consent and regular agenda.
So moved, Mr. Mayor, it's Hugh.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. Do I have a second?
Second.
And that was Ms. Leary. Thank you, Ms. Leary. And discussion. Is there anything that you would like to see pulled off the consent agenda? I'm sorry, I talked over someone.
Oh, my apologies, Mayor Barr. This is Michelle. I would like to make a motion to move item 10.7, which is the IM about Halloween, to just before unfinished business due to the presence of guests who are here to talk about that and also the listening public who has interest.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt, and thank you, Mr. Diamond. And that would take the place of item point one, is what you were suggesting, Mr. DeWitt? I mean, Ms. DeWitt?
Yeah, sure. That sounds good, Mayor Burr. And of course, this would mean it's also off the consent agenda.
Yes, ma'am. So moved and so understood. So this will be item. Thank you, Mr. Witt, and thank you, Mr. Diamond. And since this is an IM, do we need a vote on this, Lori? Thank you, Ms. Strickler. So there's a motion on the floor to modify the agenda. Further discussion. Is there anything else that anybody else would like to move out of the consent agenda?
Mayor Burr, this is Michelle again. I'd like to... items, it would now be 10.2, but on the agenda it's 10.1, the budget ordinance that covers fleet management software, tablets, etc., among other things. And item 10.2, authorizing the disposal of the city water truck to Utlitnakovat. I'd like those two pulled. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt.
Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Hold on, Ms. Leary. Ms. Leary, pardon me. We need to move on to the motion to amend the agenda the first time. So all those in favor of amending the agenda the first time, and that was to move 10.7 to right under unfinished business. Under special order of business? 10.7 moved. Is that my understanding, Ms. DeWitt? You wanted to move, hold on. 10.7 to under special order of business, item number 8?
Yeah, special order of business is great, thanks.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. I misunderstood. And all those in favor of moving such item on the agenda to right under 8, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Okay. So we're moving on. I heard a slew of people that would like to make other changes to the agenda.
This is Councillor Leary.
Yes, Ms. Leary.
If we could also pull 10.4 just for discussion, please.
Yes, ma'am. So 10.4 is out of consent agenda. Yes, ma'am. Any other items on the agenda? Change to be changed or moved? Hearing none, we're moving on to the main motion of the approval of the consent agenda and main agenda. Please indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, everybody. We have an agenda. So we're moving on to item number 6, which is the approval of the meeting minutes, 6.1, 9/18, 2020. The special city council meeting that passed on the consent agenda. Item 6.2, 9/21, 2020, special city council meeting that passed on the consent agenda. Item 6.3, 9/22, 2020, regular city council meeting passed on this consent agenda. We're moving on to item number 7, 7.1, the committee commission board's agenda and draft meeting minutes. We're going to start in ascending order from the agenda, and we'll start off with the Port Commission, Mr. Diamond.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, unfortunately, there still isn't a quorum. So there was no meeting. To me, that's just really unfortunate because in the past, more than 3 years ago, there, you know, Port Commission was always full, it was always busy. So it's kind of, it's disappointing to me enough that if I'm not too busy in the future with some other boards, I'll submit my name to be a citizen member of it. But you know, the port's still there and it's still doing well, but it really benefits when it can report to council, and council can contact the port through the commission. So that needs some work.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. And again, as I've stated in the past, we do have a number of seats available on a lot of these commissions and committees. So if anybody's out there that would be willing to volunteer for those seats, please do. And we'll move on over to the Planning Commission, Vice Mayor Hansen.
Hi, yeah. So we actually didn't have a regular meeting this past Thursday. There was nothing on the agenda, which would have been the 8th. But on the 1st of October, we had the public hearing for the conditional use permit of the Bethel Winter House. And so I'll just give a quick summary of that if people didn't hear the news on it. So the conditional use permit was granted to the Bethel Winter House to relocate into the old senior center on Utsuck Street in Asha Housing. And so the commission determined that the homeless shelter fits within the public lands and institutions, which is that piece of land. And that zone is abutting a residential area. And I just want to thank everyone who called in. We had a lot of community members who called in to make their views and opinions and that known to the commission. And I also want to thank the commission and the planning department for their dedication to that work and thoroughly researching it and listening to everyone's opinions. And it's through that kind of community participation that we can make these decisions for the community. So I just want to update people on that and thank everyone for, who called in. Thanks.
Well said, Vice Mayor Hansen. Thank you for your report. And we're going to move on to the Community Action Grant Technical Review Board. And that is by myself. We haven't met since, several months now. I think we need to improve on that and maybe have some more assistance from the city to help put together those meetings. We've had a representative from the city that was very busy for a long period of time. So, but our application period is going to open again on the 14th, which is tomorrow. Our application deadline will be November 13th, and we'll have a couple board meetings then, November 17th and November 30th, and a presentation will be made to the City Council on December 8th, and we'll present our suggestions and recommendations to the council then, and hopefully payment will be made by December 11th. So that is it from me. We'll move on over to the Parks, Recreation, Aquatic Health and Safety Center Committee, and that would be Ms. DeWitt.
Thanks, Mayor Barr. We had a meeting last night. We had a quorum. This is a full committee at this point, although we'll likely have a vacancy soon, as both myself and Sugar are on that committee, and Sugar's recently been voted on to council. So there will be, among one of us, a seat on that committee if folks are interested in listening. We talked about a few things, but first, to kick it off, we actually had a presentation from a representative of the American Heart Association, similar to People to Be Heard Night. Individual was expressing their support to our committee for the sugary beverage excise tax, and it was a really great conversation, and hopefully that individual will come talk at council as well at some point. From there, we talked a bit about the phase two with the multi-purpose facility. So if the public missed that, at our previous council meeting, the one prior to this one, we passed a budget modification to approve funds to start looking at feasibility and concept design of a community gym project near the at the YK Fitness Center site. And so our committee discussed that. We're excited for that to go forward. And I sent a note to interim city manager Pete Williams about that as well. It's exciting, and people are wanting to see that work happen. We kind of talked a little bit more about a plan to name the parks that do not currently have names in this community, and have some ideas about how to do that, including getting some input from neighborhoods about potential names and then putting that out to a vote on social media. And we'll be in communication with our city clerk about that. I apologize for the dinging of my various devices here. Sorry. And then there's a recommendation in the council packet about contracted services for recreational services. And so if folks are interested in that, please take a look at our city council packet. We would like to pursue getting some funds identified in our budget to dedicate, to do some dedicated contracted services for recreational opportunities throughout the community. And so that rec is in the packet, and that'll be coming forward at a future time for council consideration. Those were the main topics of last night, and it was a good meeting. And like I said, if folks are interested in this committee, it's a great committee, and there will be an upcoming vacancy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Witt. Great report. And I'm interested in your Heart Association project, so that'll be interesting to see coming up. We're moving on over to the Finance Committee, and that would be our hardworking Miss Councilwoman Cece Franco.
Thank you, Mayor Barr. The Finance Committee met on last month on the 28th. Sorry, I'm just pulling this up. We did have a quorum, and we were continuing to look at which ordinance amending chapter 4.04.80, which is the budget control. For those of you who aren't aware, there's been a lot of discussion about this. The previous city manager, Benny Carrazza, had some suggested changes that as long as the certain department was within their budget, he did not want them to have to get permission from the council for any specific line item changes in the budget. But now our acting city manager, Pete Williams, had some different, less liberal ideas, but still was in support of changing it currently if the line item transfer is higher than $5,000, the city council, it gets put in front of the city council for review. So right now we are asking, we asked the finance department to look into getting some examples from other communities across the state on what, if they have a set number or what their process is for budget control. And then we also wanted to make sure that we run this past an accountant to make sure it wouldn't be a potential finding in a future audit if, you know, the process was too loose and not control enough. So that's currently what we're working on, hoping to get something to send to council soon on that. We do have a few open seats on the finance committee. Jason Brown recently moved, and I believe another member will be moving soon. So there are some open seats. So if anyone is interested, please reach out to the city clerk's office. And I just want to thank Damon. I believe
did we lose you, CC?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Ms. Franco?
People on Zoom can hear me, but the chambers might have lost audio.
Ms. Franco, we can't hear you. Could you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
I can hear you,
Cece. Okay.
I can hear you, Cece.
Thank you. So it might be a Zoom issue.
Have another test.
I can hear you too, Cece, for the record. It's Libby.
Oh, these meetings are so difficult sometimes with technology. Libby, can you, sorry, not Libby, Lori, can you hear us? Anyone at Chamber Council? Mm-hmm. No, okay.
Can somebody text them and let them know we can't hear them?
Hey everyone, we just lost our phone connection, so I'm going to recall the Zoom line here. Give us just a few minutes, okay?
Sounds good.
That in the beginning to realize that everything else is nice, but we need to be able to do it all on our own here. Don't rely on anybody else.
All right. Our phone line is not working. Can and you guys hear us now?
Yep.
Yeah. We can.
Yep, sure can.
Speaker isn't working.
So in the event of an active shooter, even if the active long time, the budget magazines that exactly are named people. That's 8 minutes of driving across town.
So can you guys just give me a second? Can you guys hear us?
I can.
Yeah, we can hear you.
What in the world?
Yeah, we can see you too.
Can you guys hear us?
Yes, we can. Yep.
So our phone is not working that connects to the Zoom line, which I don't know why that would be, but none of the phone numbers are dialing out. How well can you hear Perry when he talks? Can we turn the microphones off? Yeah, the microphones off. On. Can you guys hear Perry?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Yeah, okay enough.
A lot louder, would that be better?
We can proceed. I keep trying to call in, but let's go ahead and continue on with the meeting. That sounds great. Councilmember Franco?
Yes. Well, I was pretty much finished with my report about Finance Committee. I'm not sure where we got cut off.
Thanks, Stacey. Let's do a roll before we go.
Sounds good.
Councilmember Dimond?
Yes. Yes, Lori?
Member Springer?
I'm here.
Thank you, Councilmember DeWitt.
I'm right here.
Councilmember Leary.
Present.
Thanks. Vice Mayor Hansen.
Here.
Great. We have a quorum. Let's continue on. Cece, I'm going to give you an opportunity to either finish or state that you are done.
I am all finished. Thank you, Mayor Barr.
Thank you, Cece. You're talking about budget control and changes to the amount of money that departments can spend. So thank you for that. And going on over to the Public Works Committee is Council Member Leary. Alyssa?
Thank you, Mayor Barr. So we haven't met since, we haven't had a Public Works meeting since our last council meeting, but the next Public Works meeting will be next week, Wednesday, October 21st, 5:30 p.m. Via Zoom, of course. And the agenda topics for discussion, we don't have any new items. These have been on there before, but I think we'll be revisiting recommendation for city code enforcer and also water, sewer, utility, financial issues. That's all I have for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Larry. And we're moving on over to the Public Safety and Transportation Committee or Commission. Mr. Springer. Mark? Mark Springer, Council Member Springer, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that. Lost my mute button. So the Public Safety and Transportation Committee had Wednesday the 7th. I was at an ONC council meeting at the time, so I don't have a report from the meeting. The agenda was pretty much the same items about training. I think we do have at least one OPA. Get a hold of Lori or the mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Springer.
Did you catch that, Barry? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Mr. Springer, I don't know if we lost you or if you were done with your presentation.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Thank you. And we're done with our committee, commission, board, agenda, draft meeting minutes. We're going to move on to item number 8, which is the special order of business. And we had moved item 10.7 on the agenda, which is the IM 2016 COVID-19 guidelines and best practices for Halloween celebrations and activities. We moved it off the consent agenda and also moved it to 8. Item, the first item under item number 8. So I would entertain a motion to adopt information memorandum for the 19 state guidelines.
I think that was moved to after the special orders of business. Did I miss a conversation?
Yeah, I have it.
Mr. Mayor, this is Hugh. I did think originally, actually, Michelle can speak up. I thought she wanted it originally to fall just prior to unfinished business. And that would give the new council member, Ms. Henderson, a chance to you know, to vote on it rather than myself.
Got it. And that was my initial notes until I was corrected.
So the motion is to have moved it to follow the special orders of business. So it would be the last item under special orders of business so that we could have the certification of the election take place beforehand.
Got it. So the last, not last the first.
Election. Right.
Okay. So we're going to move on to item 8.1, which is the review of the Canvas Board Certificate of Election, October 6, 2020, not available until after the Canvas Board, October 8, 2020. And that was sponsored by myself. I don't necessarily think that we need to have a discussion on that. It is available in your council packet and available at the City of Bethel website. Item 8.2 is the resolution 20-16, which is certifying the results of the October 6, 2020 regular city election, which again was not available until after the Canvas Board met on October 8, 2020. And so I would entertain a main motion to adopt resolution 20-16.
Mr. Mayor, this is Hugh. I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution 20.16, certifying the results of the election.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Duncan. Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Discussion? Mr. Diamond, as the maker of the motion, do we have first debate?
Sure. Yeah, well, Mr. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Springer.
Yeah, 16. And I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Springer. You just said that you second.
Mr. Mayor, express appreciation to the clerk's office for
Yes.
I guess.
Yes, you are. We can hear you.
Okay, yeah. So I seconded it. But I think somebody else seconded it.